The name of this week's Torah portion, Bamidbar, is also the name and the first portion of the fourth of the five books of Moses. This fourth book is also termed in the Talmud Sefer HaPikudim, the Book of Counting, since the Jewish people are counted numerous times in this book, and also in this Torah portion itself they are counted numerous times. What is the importance of God's command to have the Jewish people counted? After all, he certainly knows their numbers without them being counted. We can understand the significance of counting by investigating a concept in Jewish law. We are aware that when a non-kosher item falls into a kosher item, in general, should there be 60 times more of the kosher item than the resulting mixture is still kosher, because this non-kosher item which fell in is batel, it is nullified in the majority portion of kosher food. However, there are numerous exceptions to this law. For example, a beria, a complete creation of God, which has not been cut into pieces, for example, even a tiny insect, does never becomes nullified, since it is in its previous form, even should there be more than 60 times. Among the other examples of things which do not become nullified is the idea of a davar shebeminyan, something which is counted. In common business practices, we see that certain things are sold by weight, whereas other ones are sold by the item. We would sell, for example, pears by the pound. However, eggs are not usually sold by the pound, and neither are cucumbers. They are normally counted, and each one is given a singular, unique importance. Those things which are counted individually are not considered nullified according to Torah law. Should it be a sort of species, which is what's called a davar shebeminyan, something which is normally counted, such as the eggs or cucumbers, it will not become nullified in a larger mixture. And so to the Jewish people, this, that God counted us, shows that we are singular and of unique importance, each one of us. And therefore, although we are outnumbered greatly by the nations of the world, still we do not become nullified. Our individual existence as a people in general, and as Jewish individuals in particular, never becomes nullified. We always have our presence felt. However, this law, that something which is counted never becomes nullified, is not something which is evident to the eye. When one looks at a pear, or one looks at a cucumber, it is not obvious in the thing itself which one is actually the one which has more chshivas, which has more importance, and which is the one which is counted individually, and which one is only weighed. Since it's not something which is revealed, why should this be a good example of how God has chosen the Jewish people by counting us? The truth is, however, that the Jewish people have been chosen and are called the chosen people specifically in that area in which we resemble all of the nations of the world. When it comes to the level of our neshamas, our souls, the soul of a Jew is different from that of a non-Jew. There is a unique godly soul which the Jew possesses, and in this way, he is completely unique and completely different. However, simply because he is so unique and different, there can be no choice in such a matter. The whole idea of choice is primarily applicable when two things are similar or the same. Then it's possible to choose. But when two things are so completely different, it does not seem to be a true choice. So too over here, we do not say the Jewish people are chosen because of their souls, because of the neshama. Where are we called the chosen people? In our physicality, that we resemble the nations of the world in terms of our physical makeup and our mental makeup, our intelligence. As far as the physical aspects, we are similar. And it is in the physicality of a Jew that we have been chosen. And in this, we have been singled out, even though there is an external appearance. Nevertheless, there is a holiness which penetrates the Jewish body. This is also the reason why this parsha of Bamidbar is always read before the holiday of Shavuos, which celebrates the giving of the Torah. Because it is at the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai that the Jewish people were singled out, that we became the chosen people. And this choosing of the Jewish people is evident not in a place where there is no apparent choice in the level of the soul, but in the level of the Jewish physicality, similar to the idea of a davar shebeminyan, something which is normally counted, which is obvious only after we know the nature of the thing, that this is something which is normally counted and it is not evident at the surface.